Chapter 9. Viruses, Diseases and Culture. Just as war often appears in art, poetry and film, so too do viruses and disease. Through history, diseases from smallpox to the Spanish flu and HIV/AIDS have been topics for writers and artists, singers and dancers. But sadly, sometimes these diseases have also been the reason for the deaths of many of these same people. Theatre. William Shakespeare, probably the most famous theatre writer in the world, was born just a few months before an outbreak of the bubonic plague in 1564. Although he didn't actually write about the plague, Shakespeare often used symptoms of the disease in his writing. King Lear describes his daughter as a boil, a blister-like spot, and a plague sore, while in Coriolanus, Marcius calls the people of Rome a herd of boils and plagues. Literature. We meet disease again a few hundred years later in Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway. Woolf's story takes place in 1923, in the years after the Spanish flu. We learn that the main character, Clarissa Dalloway, is, like the author of the book, a survivor of the Spanish flu. Although, like Shakespeare, Woolf doesn't actually write about the pandemic of 1918, we believe that when Clarissa talks about influenza, she is probably talking about the Spanish flu. In her diary, Virginia Woolf writes about her own experience of the Spanish flu, a disease which seriously affected her heart. The most well-known book about disease is La Peste, or The Plague, written by Albert Camus in 1947. Camus' story takes place in Oran, Algeria, during the time of a plague. Just like the people of Ymir, the city decides to go into quarantine to stop the disease from spreading. Just a few years earlier, Camus had seen Nazi soldiers walk into Paris and control the city. The author, who was interested in psychology, noted how war and plagues affected people in a very similar way. In fact, some believe La Peste is more about the effects of war and politics on people than about the disease itself. Film. Viruses and pandemics have always been a popular topic for filmmakers. Sadly, these films are often either not very real or include scientific information that is incorrect. La Peste was turned into a film in 1992, but unlike Camus' book, the film takes place in South America. Just like The Stand in 1994, which is similar to a book by the popular writer Stephen King, some films are about viruses and accidents. While in others, like Codename Trixie that came out in 1973, viruses are used to attack the enemy during war. It is interesting to note that at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, the film people most wanted to see was Contagion. This was a film produced in 2011 about the outbreak of an unknown virus. Another unknown virus begins to frighten the population in the 1999 film Fatal Error by Armand Mastroianni. We soon learn, however, that the unknown virus is not what we think and is in fact a computer virus. In 2017, a film company began producing The Impossible War, a film about Jonas Salk, the US scientist who discovered the polio vaccine. It is hoped that finally there will be a film about viruses that is at least true to life. Art. During the centuries, famous artists around the world have painted pictures of and about viruses. Anti-vaxxers in the 19th century probably enjoyed the picture by British artist James Gilray. The artist showed people in a hospital in London just after they were vaccinated against smallpox. The result was parts of a cow that were painted growing from their arms, heads and bodies. A little later, in Japan, Utagawa Yoshikazu painted the story of Tametomo, who is said to have pushed a smallpox demon off the island of Oshima into the sea. One century later, an artist from the Congo made a wooden statue of a young boy with smallpox to remember the last known case of the disease in Somalia in 1977. Tametomo pushing the smallpox demon off Oshima, Utagawa Yoshikazu. Although the Spanish flu killed millions around the world, the disease was important to very few artists. Instead, many preferred to paint pictures about the war that was going on at the same time. Edvard Munch, a Norwegian artist who was famous for painting The Scream, did, however, paint pictures about the disease. He painted Self-Portrait with the Spanish Flu in 1919. Munch survived the disease and later painted a second work, which he called Self-Portrait After the Spanish Flu. Another artist to tell the story of the Spanish flu through art was the Austrian artist Egon Schiele. In March 1918, Schiele had just had his first successful art show and was becoming famous as an artist. Schiele painted the face of his friend, the artist Gustav Klimt, as he lay dying, some say from Spanish flu. He also painted the face of his pregnant wife Edith, who sadly died the very next day. Schiele's own life was shortened by the Spanish flu, and he died at the age of 28 in October 1918 before he could finish his final painting, A Family Portrait. Frida Kahlo was an artist born in Mexico City in 1907. Her life was full of trouble, and she suffered greatly, dying at just 47 years old. At the age of 6, Kahlo caught polio. The result of the disease was that one of her legs grew shorter and thinner than the other. She hated her legs, preferring to cover them up by wearing long skirts. She developed an interest in art and medicine, and at first wanted to draw art books for students of medicine. She became known for self-portraits, which were often very dark, showing some of the more difficult parts of her life. Kahlo died of a complication of the lung, which was possibly connected to polio. Keith Haring's art is easy to recognise and can be seen in many of the best art museums in the world. A street artist working in New York, Haring liked bright colours and simple subjects and wanted his art to be for everyone. So Haring painted about love and about war. He painted in subways and on school buildings. Instead of showing his pictures in art museums, Haring showed them in bars. He also opened a shop that sold his art on t-shirts and posters. He was one of the few artists that could really reach the general public with his art. Haring became known in the 1980s for his pictures about the AIDS epidemic. The artist tried to inform the public about the disease, and it proved a success. He died young, at 31, in 1990, because of an illness connected to AIDS. Another artist who died from HIV/AIDS was Robert Mapplethorpe. Mapplethorpe was most well known for taking black and white photographs of parts of the body. However, he also took photographs of flowers and objects, as well as famous people from the worlds of art and pop music. The work of the American photographer continues to live today through his photographs and through the Robert Mapplethorpe Foundation that gives money for HIV/AIDS research. Music. In the world of music, there are many reports of 19th and 20th century composers, people who write music, who became infected with diseases like syphilis, Schubert, Schumann, and Smetana, and tuberculosis, Chopin. The Russian composer, Igor Stravinsky, caught and survived both the Spanish flu and tuberculosis, and was even writing music in his 80s. A problem with his heart caused his death in 1971 in New York. Pop music has always been known for problems with drugs, and there have been a lot of deaths connected to these. Since the 1980s, HIV/AIDS has also been connected to the deaths of many very well-known singers. Freddie Mercury, singer with the band Queen, was famous worldwide in the 1970s and 80s and sold around 300 million records. Just one day before his death in 1991, he announced to the public he had tested HIV positive and had AIDS. Nigerian singer Fela Kuti studied music in London and played saxophone and piano in bars before introducing the world to Afrobeat in the late 1960s. Afrobeat was a type of music that mixed African Yoruba music with different types of popular music. Fela, as he was known, became interested in politics, and this affected his music as well as the way he thought. Fela died in 1997 because of an illness connected to the AIDS virus, but only after he had produced over 50 records. Dance. Finally, to the world of dance. Unlike other types of art, it is impossible to hide behind a virus like HIV/AIDS in dance. We can watch as the virus changes the dancer's body and it slowly becomes weaker and weaker until finally they are too weak to dance. In ballet, HIV/AIDS has appeared many times since the first outbreak of the disease. In 1989, in D-Man in the Waters by Bill T. Jones, the dancer Demian Aquavella, although sick from AIDS and unable to walk, is carried onto the stage to dance using just his arms. It created a sad but beautiful moment. Dance can be important in the lives of people living with HIV. In Philadelphia, dancers from the Pennsylvania Ballet Company helped HIV patients, and people with drug problems experienced dance. Every week, patients took a ballet lesson where they learned how to use their bodies and to exercise using dance moves. After their lesson, the patients could watch the company dancers as they prepared for their next show. Many art forms are used to collect money for research into virus treatment and to find a possible cure, including dance. Every year since the 1990s, all kinds of American dance groups have taken part in the Fire Island Dance Festival. Money that is made during the event is given to HIV/AIDS research. Fela Kuti, Pennsylvania Ballet Company.